He doesn't even look real.
I love him so much.
He's so handsome.
He's the most handsome.
And he looks really cool.
And I bet he's super, super nice.
Yeah, but he looks also like he's talented.
I think he probably plays an instrument.
What instrument?
If I had to guess, I bet he plays the marimba.
He has nice, like, hair.
Yeah, his hair is beautiful.
And beautiful eyes.
His eyes.
He's gorgeous.
I've never seen something so cute. I love him so much.
He's gorgeous. In case you're wondering what we're talking about, it's just Moondog, WFMU's new 2017 mascot. Wait, what am I reading
He's
here?
A goat.
Wait, am I reading all of this?
Well, thank you.
Can I just read the Moondog
part? Ad lib.
Congratulations to Moondog the goat and his owners, John and Anne. Little baby Moondog is 9 months old. He likes music, fast cars, and playing the marimba. He also likes long walks in the woods. If you'd like to see what he looks like, you can go to WFMU.org. He's very handsome.
He's so cute. And thank you to everyone again who pledged to our fundraiser. You know how many new Swag for Life members we got?
How many?
600 plus.
Nice!
So we're almost there. Thank you if you pledged. If you didn't, blah, blah, blah.
Now we can start thinking about the next marathon.
Oh, and hopefully Swag will be coming to you by the end of the year. Fingers crossed.
While we're talking about our administrative stuff, everyone who we owed a t-shirt to.
Oh, yeah. Big news.
They are packed and ready to go.
Check if you have to thank anyone new.
Okay.
Yeah, we sent out 11 shirts tonight.
11.
So you will be getting yours soon.
Yeah.
You didn't mark. Did you mark them thank last week?
Yeah.
Okay.
Do I go through it again?
Just do it real quick.
Thank you, Benjamin. Thank you, Kevin. Thank you, Mitch. Thank you, Andrew. Thank you, Andrew again. Thank you, Brad. Thank you, Kat. We have a topic tonight. It is, how to be popular in 4 words. We realize that this might suck. We'll see. Keep it clean.
Mm-hmm. Crack your beers. Pour your wine.
Both Michelle and I said the same thing to this topic, so it's probably a bad idea, but let's just see how it goes.
Let's see.
Mine now is be generous and kind.
Mine still give more
What's
You're not allowed to say it on the air.
I think that's 5 words.
Give more. That's 4 words.
Oh, yeah, that's 4 words. Give more. Be.
J.
Billy Jam. 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how to be popular in 4 words. You can join the comments community by going to WFMU.org, clicking on that playlist and comments link. It is 6:08 p.m. Friday, time for Shut Up Weirdo. I'm Franny.
We forgot to say our names.
I know, I totally forgot. But you like how I like just...
Yeah, and I ruined it because I was so surprised.
I know, but I totally
that
threaded
was a great
that in.
Segue.
Thank you. Thank you very much, because you know what? I'm a pro.
You're a natural.
Thank you very much.
You're a natural.
Ken has told me that many
I know.
Times. Thank you.
Oh, I'm
Michelle.
Or
are you making fun of me?
No. Oh, okay. Never. Me?
I almost just spit my beer everywhere.
You mean your water that's in the...
My water that's in a can and carbonated and called Crisp. Pilsner. In case anyone was wondering. I'm drunk, so I'm just going to go ahead and say that. Because Kelly Jones was at happy hour, and she fed me wine. So we all have someone to blame.
She had all the wine.
But I'm in a good mood.
Yeah, it's true. You do seem cheery, so hopefully you won't get belligerent.
Yeah. Hopefully I won't be mean.
Hopefully no one will piss you off.
Hopefully.
And hopefully it won't be me if they do.
We can only pray. Listen, I got to talk about the place I went to this morning because it was that good.
Okay.
There's a place in Times Square called Gulliver's Gate that has like these insane miniature models.
Is it based on Gulliver's Travels?
No, I don't know why it's called that. I mean, maybe it is.
It's Gulliver's Travels.
But you know what's extra cool about it?
Hmm.
Other than the insane models, you can see people making new ones. You can talk to them and ask them questions.
The makers?
Yeah.
The artisans?
The model makers are there.
That's pretty cool.
You can talk to them and ask them questions. Like, it's all open.
Miniatures are amazing.
You can see the control board where they turn on all the lights. There's, like, it was incredible. I'm sorry. It really was just amazing. I told them that I was going to, like, tell everyone I know.
I want to see it, too.
We should go again.
Okay. Well, you have to go with me to the largest model railroad station in the world.
I actually just really love models.
I do, too.
They're cool.
Miniatures are amazing.
Yeah. Okay, I'm
this
in.
This place is called Roadside America. It's in New Jersey, and you literally go through rooms and rooms and rooms and rooms. And they have a sign after you've gone through, like, 20 minutes uh-huh. that says, congratulations, like, you've gone through 2% of the thing. And it's like, you're like, what do you mean I've only gone through 2% of the exhibit?
But what is it of?
It's all model trains and different towns, and they have a whole story about a grandmother who owned all this property. And the
oh, my God, when are we going?
I've been twice already.
When are we going?
It's incredible.
Can we go for my birthday?
There's a guy who plays the piano, the organ, and it's a pipe organ. And
can
you
we
can
go
sit
on
in
my birthday weekend?
Yeah, we could go on your birthday weekend. We could probably get the organist to play a special song for you.
A and little happy birthday thing?
And we could get the weirdos to meet us there.
Oh my God, this sounds amazing. A little birthday party at the model place?
Yeah. Roadside America.
I'm in.
Okay.
December.
Then we can miss 16th. SantaCon, thank God.
No, yeah, that'll be SantaCon. Okay, everyone, call us 201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how to be popular in four words. Apparently, how to be popular in four words around here is be a model maker.
It's true.
Join the comments community at WFMU.org, playlist and comments link. Are we ready? Party started?
Yeah, I started it like an hour and a half ago.
Let's do this. Hi. You're on the
Hello.
Air. You're on the radio,
Hello.
Buddy.
Oh, sorry.
Why are you apologizing?
No, because this is Samer, and I always apologize.
Oh, God.
First caller, huh?
Let me give you a... Wait.
The designated driver.
That guy's always popular in my book.
That's actually a good one. That's a very good answer.
That is
but
a good answer.
Samer, let me give you a suggestion. You should not open any kind of conversation with an apology.
Fight the power. Oh, okay. Fight the patriarchy.
You should have just been like, hey girls.
What's up?
It's Samer. You guys love me.
That's very true. I should have said that after.
Yeah. Come
Next
on.
Next time.
Believe in yourself,
Next
buddy.
Next time.
Come on.
Next time I will. Next time.
Yeah. Believe in yourself.
Yeah.
All right. You're on the list, Samer. You might win free t-shirt. You're on the list. Listen at the end
perfect.
Of the hour.
Thank you, guys.
All right. Have a good one. Have a good one.
Cute. I'm jealous you're going to eat dirty burgers tonight.
You can come.
I have to go to a show.
What time is the show?
I'm going out to eat dinner first, but then I'm going to see John Allen and Thomas's
band. Oh, I see. You made other plans for dinner.
Yeah.
Where are you going?
I don't know yet. It's a surprise.
With who?
Do you know my cute friend Chris?
The tattoo guy?
No. Who's the tattoo guy?
There was, like, a tattoo guy that we ran into in Brooklyn once.
Where?
We never remember these names.
Chris was the open bar guy. There's two
yes.
Chrises.
He's in...
No.
He doesn't live here.
No, not him, not him.
Oh.
Okay, do you remember the guy that picked me up from one of the meetups once in a truck?
Did I think he was hot?
Yes.
Yes. Him. So you're going on a date?
No, we're just friends.
Why don't you guys want to come eat the burgers?
Because we're going to a place by his house because he lives by the venue, Secret Project Robot. No, there's none of that.
Oh. I thought that when you said you were going to a place by his house, it was because you were going to stop there and have a quickie.
Unfortunately, I will not be having quickies with anyone anytime soon.
Okay. Well, I hope you have fun. And maybe we'll come after.
You should.
Who knows? I don't know what.
You should. John Allen and Thomas.
I don't know what the Indie Plans has planned.
Fair.
201-209-9368. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, girls. How are you? How
hey,
are you
buddy. What's going on?
It's Tom from Sabbath and Tom. How are you?
Well, hello,
good.
Tom.
How are you?
What's going on?
Oh, we know you?
He was at the meetup.
Oh, hi.
Well, you know me a little bit. But anyway, I got some if you want to hear it.
All right, let's hear them.
It goes from darkness to light. Okay, you ready?
Yeah, we like that.
I like
first
light
one,
to dark.
First one is eight
wait, can we go light to dark?
Wait.
Let's go light to dark.
want to go light to dark? Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
The first one is help Louis C.K. recover.
He's fine. He put out an apology. He owned it. He's good.
He'll be fine.
Well, I can still try to help him.
Keep going.
Well, I don't know. I'm down on him.
Plus, that's not that light.
Love your friends excessively.
Now that's light.
That's nice.
Okay.
Okay, then we go down to give out massive cash. And then we go to 8-ball cocaine.
See, I told Michelle before the show that I thought we should come up with a plan B because I was scared this was going to be all about sex, drugs, and alcohol. Drugs, and money.
Yeah.
And money.
Yeah.
And money.
But I came up with a couple that weren't, so there you go. I'm a genius.
Stuff about friendship. Your laugh's funny.
Thank you, ladies.
All right, buddy.
Have a good one, all right?
Have a good one.
Be well. Bye-bye.
There's one on the comments board that I like.
What is it?
I can't even read this username, but whatever. It says, mouth shut, ears open.
No one lives by that these days.
I know, but it would be nice if people did.
That wouldn't make you popular.
It would make you...
sage.
Smarter.
Wise. Zen.
That's good.
That's not the topic.
Okay.
It's how to be popular.
Dale wants to know if Chris is your friend with French benefits.
No.
No.
I made out with him twice 15 years ago. What?
Roz Rowley has his answer, and it's sex, drugs, and money.
That's good.
Well done, Roz Rowley. Yeah. We just sent you a shirt today, I think. My friend's having a baby.
It's very exciting.
Wait, but I'm getting texted by... Can I just check?
Yeah, she's having a baby, but only if we get to know the name. Is it a boy or girl?
I think it's a boy.
Ugh.
No, no baby. She just said, I love drugs.
Who doesn't?
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio. She just figured that out now.
I killed Donald Trump.
We don't support murdering people.
Or assassinations.
But I support that one.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
Bye.
Shh.
Don't tell.
I don't want the Secret Service to come here. 201-209-93.
Although it would be cool if they barged in right now and arrested you.
That would be freaking cool. I'd be so mad because I really want to go eat a hamburger.
You should tell them that when they arrest you.
201-209.
Hey, mister. Sorry.
Go ahead. 9368. Tonight's topic is how to be popular in 4 words.
Stop doing that to the cord.
Why?
You're really messing it up really badly.
I'm untangling.
No. Please stop doing that.
It's bad?
Yeah, it's really bad what you're doing.
But what about...
No, you really messed it up.
But what about that?
Please leave it alone.
But what about that?
201-209-9368.
I'm not arguing, I'm asking.
You're not making it any better.
Am I making it worse?
Yes.
Oh. Relax. How the hell am I supposed to know that?
You're acting crazy.
I was just playing with it. I didn't know it was like a whole technical problem.
Normally you don't like...
Everyone take a deep breath.
Oh. Well, there's only one other person in here.
Yeah, so who am I talking to?
It's mean. It's cold.
Why is that mean?
Girl, that's cold.
You just called me out for playing with a cord like I should know that I shouldn't be doing
that.
You're
breaking it.
Oh, my God. This is not going to end well.
Just drink more of that beer. Can you put your fist in your mouth?
I don't think so.
I can't.
My hand is huge. It's like a man hand. Wait, Michelle, can I get that on video?
No, absolutely.
Please do it again.
I'm not doing that.
Just do it again. I'm going to put it on the Instagram story.
201-209-9368.
Boring.
Fist in mouth.
Slut. Hi, you're on the radio.
Okay, 4 words for instant popularity.
Mm-hmm.
I have a boat.
Oh! Let's hang out!
Do you really have a boat?
Yeah.
Do you really have a boat?
In my dream.
Oh, man. I was going to come over, make you dinner.
A man with a boat.
Oh, my God. We were going to be best friends, Chris.
Oh, a man with a boat. I love a man with a boat.
Oh, I love any human with a boat. It could be a woman. Chris from Brooklyn, you are on the list, buddy, with a star next to your name.
Yeah.
Well done. Well done. Have a good one.
That's a really good one.
I want to put the video.
Of me putting my fist in my mouth?
Do it.
No, I don't want to. I look ugly when I do it.
Nobody cares. They just want to see the talent. Put your fist in your mouth.
You do it.
I can't. My hand's too big.
Try.
I already did.
If you try on video, I'll try on video. 201-209-9368.
All right, I'm going to try on video.
These are the exact things that our mothers are disappointed in us about. You're not trying hard enough.
I'm going to throw up. Okay, your turn.
Ugh.
Go.
Really?
Go, it's recording. You only have 15 seconds. Oh, you really got in there. You really got in there, Michelle. How do you feel?
My mom's going to be mad at me.
I don't care if my mom's mad at me.
I feel proud. 201.
That's on the Instagram story.
Nah.
Yeah, I even got the close-up weird angle lens in my face. I look like crazy person. I don't even care.
Okay.
Whatever. It's for the show. Anything for the show.
It's just entertainment.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how to be popular in four words. We are now Instagram storying our live show. That's a new thing for us. We've never done that before.
That was your social media voice.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, you're retarded.
Don't say that.
Sorry. Hi, you're on the radio. Yo, you're on the radio.
How are you, Steven?
Oh, hi. How are you?
We haven't heard from you in a while.
I have been trying to go out on Friday nights, you know, like a normal person.
Uh-huh.
You should try it sometime. People won't mind where we run.
We don't like going out.
No way. So, Aaron, do you have a...
this. Love others, love yourself.
Oh, well done, Aaron. Well done.
That is nice, Aaron.
We miss you. You should call more often.
He's off getting popular.
He's better than us. Aaron, you're on the list. Listen at the end of the hour. You might win a free t-shirt.
Okay, thank you, ladies.
Have a good one, buddy.
You'll rock.
Aw, you rock.
Aaron's cool.
Never thought I'd say that to someone. You rock.
Really? You don't say it?
You say that?
Stage manager Ken says it all the time.
Shut up. But he's being funny.
No, he's like... You rock. Rockin' is good.
No, yeah. He's laughing at himself as he's saying it. Like, it's a joke. It's like when he does the nice thing. Right? Like,
I never heard him do that.
He does it all the time at happy hour.
I've never noticed.
Nice.
I've never noticed
like a
that.
Frat boy.
That's gross.
He thinks it's funny.
Much better? Yeah, you gotta be there. Right there, baby. Do you like it when people call you baby girl?
I like it when you call me baby girl. I also like it when you get mad at me and scold me and say, Francine!
In capital letters.
Oh my God, it makes me so happy.
It shouldn't.
I love it.
You should talk to your therapist about that.
Why? I think it's so cute.
No, it means that you thrive on chaos and getting in trouble.
Yeah, but I don't. I'm a good... Like, I don't ever do things like... that are bad. I've been a straight A student my whole life. You know what I mean? Like, I've always been a good girl. What? What? And a lot of that. Hey. Do you think that's God? Do you think that's my mom?
Yeah, she's so mad at you. You're grounded.
She just called and hung up.
You're so grounded.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, Greg. Hi, Michelle. It's just Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi, Ted.
Hi. Hey, I've been to Northlands. It is exactly like when Michelle described it.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah. I took my little cousin when he was like 4 or 5 to see it.
There's two,
and,
though. There's one
he
called...
He got frightened by the... remember that there's like a big... like a badger or something?
Well, there's two. There's one called Northlands and there's one called Roadside America. Did you go to the one that plays the national anthem when you're halfway through it?
I'm the one that I went to the one that had the story with the grandma and
okay.
And the thing that where you walk like when you think is a real far into it and you say you only like 2%.
Isn't it amazing?
Yeah, and then there was like this giant stuffed like I don't know badger or something like scary and it
I don't remember
scared
that
the,
part.
The crap out of my little cousin.
What are your words on how to be popular, Ted?
It would be, well, I have two. I have a Swag Member for Life.
Donate lots of money.
And I'm Beyonce's best friend.
Yeah, I'm in.
I don't like Beyonce as much as everyone else. I'd rather hang with Solange.
I would rather hang with Solange, too, but I'll take Beyonce after the Lemonade album. Before, I didn't really care for her.
I would have said Springsteen. Well, I guess I could just say Springsteen, but, Springsteen would have been five, so.
Wow.
Best friends with Springsteen. How's that?
All right. Have a good one.
Bye, Ted.
Have a good one.
Nice seeing you last week.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Well, hi, girls.
I knew it was going to be
you
him.
You did know?
Yeah, I don't know how. Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Rooster. Hi, Scott.
Hey. Hey, I want to compliment you on your mascot. We have a lot of goats down here
you
in Central
do?
Florida. I really like goats.
Isn't he so Moondog. Cute?
I'm over the moon for Moondog. He's the cutest thing ever. Oh, he also...
to the owner of Moondog.
Oh, my God. He also woofs because he's been imitating the next-door neighbor's dog.
So he barks?
Yeah, he barks.
We need a video of that.
Oh, yeah. Well, there will be a video.
Yeah, good choice.
Thank you.
So what's up, Rooster?
Well, you want four words? Let's see. How does that go?
How to be popular in four words.
Well, boy, I'll tell you what. Scott's got that down pat.
Go.
If I'm having a party.
I liked your delivery.
Yeah, that was a good delivery.
So I'm having a party. That was great. That's delivery, really, Rooster.
The makes
yeah.
it. The so really just is perfect.
Yeah. Yep. So, I'm having a party.
Wait, that's five.
He could say, so, having a party.
So, having a party.
All right.
That's a good one. Thanks for calling, Rooster.
Do you have one, Rooster?
Yeah, what's yours?
Let's see.
He's so cute.
I don't know.
You're so cute, Rooster.
Popular, huh? Well, hey, listen to this.
What? That's so bad. I love you because that's the worst answer.
That's such a dad answer.
That's the worst answer I've ever heard in my life.
That's cute, Rooster.
Oh, Rooster.
Appointment there.
We love you.
All right, have a good one, Rooster.
Have a good one.
Bye, Scott.
Take care.
That was so cute.
He's the cutest.
Hey, listen to this. Everyone walk away.
Not if you were super cool. What?
Andy Plants has one.
What?
Frangria is my girlfriend.
Oh, my God. I'm going to bark all over you.
I just got mad at him on the comments board. That was him saying sorry.
What'd you get mad about?
He just took it too far.
Oh. Did he?
Mm-hmm. Nice job, Andy.
Andy's gonna be
naked soon. Yep.
Good job,
After
Andy.
We eat those burgers.
Congratulations, Andy. You should do it before the burgers. Because then the burgers taste really good.
Because you had the sexes?
Yeah, and for some reason, meat tastes really good after you have sex.
Maybe we'll have the sexes in the car
That's
then.
That's what you should do. For sure.
It was our year anniversary, and I posted a photo on Instagram that was like, a year of this, so far he survived, and everyone was like, congratulations, Andy! Jerks! Everyone was like, good luck, Andy.
I mean, congratulations, Andy.
201.
What?
He's dead to me.
Who?
Andy.
That was fast.
Do you want to know what his next answer is?
Yeah.
Frangry is my ex-girlfriend. Sleeping on the couch. Aaron was like, Andy, stop it.
It's funny that you have a boyfriend.
20120. Andy, I hate you right now. 201-209-9368. How to be popular in four words. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hi. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
I'm doing just fine.
Tell us more.
Well, I would tell a funny joke.
That's not
four words.
Yeah, that That's not on topic.
If you live, leave out all the other stuff, it's tell a funny joke.
Oh, okay, that works.
Okay.
That's a good one.
Yeah. All right. Everybody likes to laugh. So
everyone loves to
when
laugh.
You make people laugh, people like you. And then you
that's why we have this show. All right, thanks for calling, mister.
Have a good one.
See ya.
There's drama on the comments.
Why?
Because now Andy's saying that wasn't him. Someone else wrote it.
Someone's impersonating Andy Plant.
So now I'm never going to know whether he's insulting me or not.
The ex-girlfriend thing or the girlfriend thing?
I am assuming the ex-girlfriend thing.
Don't you know because one of them is Swag for Life and they have the little radio?
I think he's on his phone, so it's not like...
Ugh. Who do you believe?
Ooh, now his friend is on the comments board.
Okay, let's stop this. 201-209-9368. We're half an hour in to Shut Up Weirdo. Someone's trying to get in the building.
The topic is how to be popular in four words. Have a funny call.
Radio show on WFMU.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Yeah, hi. It's room service.
Okay.
The four words?
Yeah.
Tell me about yourself.
Talk about
tell
yourself?
Tell me about yourself.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a good one. People love to talk about
themselves.
Oh, my God.
People are so self-involved.
Oh, my God. That is a good one.
That's a good one. What's your name, buddy?
All right. Okay. See ya.
No, don't hang up. Hello?
That's the most desperate we've ever seen.
Hello?
He's gone.
Why would he do that?
That's the most desperate we've ever sounded in unison.
But it's like, it was just because we could tell he was, like, shy.
No!
Well, I could tell he, like, wanted to get off the phone immediately.
This is so good.
Okay, I wrote him down on the list as X. X is on the list.
He said, this is room service.
Oh, room service. All right, room service.
But maybe that was how to be popular?
Room service, you're on the list.
Oh, that was him hanging up.
No, he had already hung up. Oh. I just didn't. Cut the call.
Drop the call. You're listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU. Four words that would make you popular. How to be popular in four words.
Uh-huh.
That's it.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, ladies. How you doing?
Hey, what's up, buddy?
Hanging in. I made a macaroni today the second time.
With cheese?
It reheated better than the first time.
You're a lucky man. That doesn't always happen.
Yeah, it was... The taste was problematic in the first batch, so adding cheese and...
Okay, we don't need the whole story.
Yeah, yeah, that's true.
How about four words that'll make you popular?
I said that it worked today.
Review your business card.
What?
Like, you know, when you're going around and you're at an event and you meet people and you get business cards.
No, because we're not snobby people who go to work events.
That's not necessarily just a work event.
Do you have a different one? Do you have a better one?
I pass more grass always.
Yeah, that's better.
Yeah. What would that be? PG.
Why do you have to make like letters out of all of it?
That's the only one I made letters out of.
You're weird.
It's Matt.
Yeah, hey.
It's Matt Warwick?
No. It's my friend Matt.
The one you're going out with tonight?
No, that's Chris.
Oh, my God. I can't keep him straight.
I don't think...
This is the guy who sent the lighters.
Yeah, this is the guy who sent the lighters.
Oh, hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Say hello to the papier cup.
You're not going?
I don't think so.
But I needed you to pass all your grass that you usually let me smoke.
Yeah, well... There will be other grass paths at that event.
I'm sure. All right, Matt, take care. I'm sorry I haven't looked at your video yet.
Well, that's okay. Take your time.
All right, I'll talk to you soon, though.
Bye.
All right, bye.
Have a good one. 201-209-9368. How you feeling? Just an intermission check. What's going on over there? What's happening in your psyche?
Well, I'm worried I'm going to go off the rails tonight and then I'm not going to be, like, able to do all the work I have to do tomorrow.
Well, I can probably predict from now that the both of us will be going off the rails tonight.
I'm usually off the rails after the show, which is why I don't like to go out. I like to chill out and put myself into a food coma.
Because then
coma.
We go nuts because we're like high off the show.
Yeah, I like to put myself in a food coma.
But we're both going out, so.
I'm screwed.
Just embrace it. Why don't you just like enjoy it and have a good time?
Because last time I went off the rails, you told me it seemed like I did an 8-ball of cocaine and took ecstasy at the same time.
But it was fun.
You didn't like it.
Maybe next time you just leave it at an 8, not a 10.
But I'm
right now
10.
You're at like a 3. So take it to an 8.
You don't want to see me on 10.
Girl, I saw you on 10. You think we haven't seen each other on 10?
We've seen each other on 10.
Yeah, we've seen each other on 10.
You've probably seen me on 25.
20. Whatever, just have fun then.
I just feel like partying.
Me too, I'm gonna tonight. F it. It's cold out, it's winter, let's have
party.
Fun.
I wanna
I'm gonna come meet you guys.
Yeah, come meet us.
Oh, I know you want to party when you're telling me to come meet you.
It'll be fun.
This water is delicious.
So refreshing.
Delicious.
Mm-hmm. So good.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, buddy?
Ooh, I'm all tingly
doing
now. All
right.
So what are your four words?
Buy someone a drink.
Yes.
Yes, every time. Thank you, yes.
Yes, Quinn.
No.
I said it because I know you hate it so much.
I hate
much.
It so much.
I said it because I know you hate it.
That's really nice of you. That's
it
so healthy.
It makes me laugh.
That's so healthy.
Sorry, Michelle doesn't like that.
That was a good answer, though. You can always buy me a drink.
Absolutely.
Thank you.
Same.
You're welcome.
What the hell?
What's your name, buddy?
Dan Daniel.
Are you handsome?
Moderately.
You live in Brooklyn?
How tall are you?
5'6".
Nope.
What do you mean, no?
Too short.
I don't think that's too short.
You're taller than him.
No, I'm 5'6".
Oh. Thought you were taller than that.
Well, I've been living my life as a 5'6", but I'm actually 5'5.5".
I've been living my life as a 5'7", but I'm actually 5'6¾".
It's so depressing. But I really
it's good
didn't.
That we're, it's good that we're admitting it.
The thing
it.
Is, I really didn't know.
Oh, I knew. I just didn't care.
I didn't know.
Oh, I knew.
I was really depressed really when I found out.
You're 5'10"? Hot.
That's so superficial.
So? I'm being funny. What kind of shoes are you wearing?
Adidas.
Which ones?
Sambas?
Shell tops?
No. Some ones that I
Stan Smith?
Got at, I don't even know what they're called. The ones with like the...
Wait, who is this?
Memory foam.
Do we know you?
Sounds
the
like
ones
he...
with the memory foam? That doesn't help us know the style,
that
dude.
That sounds comfortable. It sounds exactly. like Ian, but it's not Ian, right?
Okay, buddy. Have a good one. I'm done with him. Hi, you're on the radio. Oh, I'm drunk as hell.
You're drunk already?
Don't yeah, come. I'm partying tonight. Last Friday, we partied.
Don't come to the show if you're going to be crazy. It's at a place where you can't act like a jerk.
I always act like a jerk.
Yeah. This place is cool.
I'm so cool.
I don't know if I would say you were cool. You're fun. You think you're cool?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm like a dork who can have a good time.
No, you're fun.
Yeah. I'm a dork who can have a good time. Do you think you're cool?
Yeah, I'm super cool. You don't think I'm cool?
Anyone who tries to be cool is not cool.
Yeah, I know, but you know I'm cool.
Yeah, but you try to be cool.
No, I don't try to be cool.
Yeah, you do.
I am cool. No, I don't. No, I don't try to be cool. No, I just am cool. No, you know.
We have someone on the phone. This is like ignoring someone on a date. Hello, sir. You're on the air.
I wish I was cool.
So does Michelle.
I am cool. Right, I am cool.
You are not.
Dude.
You're just, you're a little bit cooler than me.
I'm a lot cooler than you.
You're like one level cooler.
No way.
Yeah, sorry.
Dude.
You have so much nerd in you that it like counteracts. You know what I mean? Like, there's this much nerd.
No, being a nerd is cool.
Just listen. Dude, just wait on the air, okay? Just sit there and wait while we have a
conversation. I'm a hot nerd, and that's cool.
So listen, there's like a piece of nerd in you and a piece of cool in you, right? And
I'll admit
fully that my nerd overpowers my cool, but you are in a place where your cool is like, they're like hitting each other parallel style.
Yes, but you haven't factored in the weird factor.
That's not part of the equation.
It has to be.
But that's not what we're talking about.
Yeah, because the fact that I'm a weird nerd makes me cool.
Wrong. That just makes you more nerdy.
Look at me.
I have no idea what that means. What do you, I am looking at you. Yeah, I stick by what I'm saying.
But look.
Yeah, you're a nerd.
No.
You're cooler than me. I'll give you that.
Well, you have to give me that.
I don't have to give you nothing. You just like no more music.
I've always been cool. I don't care what you say.
Okay.
I've always been cool.
If you were cool, we wouldn't have even had this conversation.
That's not true.
That's point number one. No. Only a nerd is like, I'm cool. How come
words.
I'm not
That's
cool?
I've always been cool. Always been cool. Should be four words.
I've always been cool means you're not cool. Anyway, buddy, what are your four cool. words?
Yeah, what are your four words?
My four words are, I won the lottery.
Nah, who cares?
Oh, man.
It's cool. Not as good as I have a boat.
Yeah, it's really not.
I can't believe you don't think I'm cool, but I'm not going to talk about it anymore.
Or it's an open bar.
Yeah.
That's Michelle's favorite.
Whatever. You enjoyed it too, baby.
I don't remember.
Yeah, exactly. That's how much you
All right, buddy.
It.
Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey. Hello.
What's up?
Is a four words to make you popular?
Sort of.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I actually have two. Is that okay?
No, it needs to be four.
No. She has two answers.
Oh, you have two answers. Okay, go.
Yes. One is... My grandma made food.
Oh, good
one.
That's
a good one. That is a good one.
And the second one is my mom is a MILF. Those are my two.
What's your name?
My name is Maya.
Maya, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
From my friend's van at the moment.
Cool. Oh, yeah, but like what city?
That's cool.
Oh, what city? Bayonne.
Oh, cool.
We have a friend in Bayonne. His name is Gumby.
Oh, yeah. Gumby from Bayonne.
Oh, wow. Cool.
All right, sister, you're on the list. Listen, at the end of the hour, you might win a free T-shirt.
Oh, really? Oh, thank you. Have a lovely night, ladies.
You too.
Thank you.
Have a good one.
X-Ray and Glenn Jones came up in Bayonne, too, right?
I don't know. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey.
Hey.
What's up, buddy?
What are your four words?
Are you there? I'm hanging up. You're a mess. Get it together.
Get off your phone.
I'm social mediaing. Hi, you're on the radio.
Oh, hey, wow, I got in. Cool.
So cool.
So cool. I
What's
would
up,
know.
Buddy? So what are your four words?
Right,
I would know. Well done, Michelle.
Thank you.
That made you cool.
I didn't think you caught that.
That made you cool, Michelle.
I didn't think you caught it.
I'll give it to you now.
Thank you, bud.
Yeah. Okay, buddy. Say him again.
Hey, I brought donuts. I'm never mad at the guy that brings donuts.
It's only cool if we're at the office and it's 9 a.m. Otherwise, eh.
I get mad when people bring donuts.
Because then you eat
we'll
them?
We'll agree to disagree on this one.
Okay, let's agree to disagree.
Well, we are right because we are in charge.
Yeah.
Fair enough. You're both very cool.
All right. All right, have a good one, buddy.
Ugh, now everyone's going to be making fun of me.
Yeah. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
What's up, buddy?
My four words? I think you're cool.
Yeah, no.
It worked for me.
Michelle's turned on.
No, I'm not turned on. I just like
that. I think Michelle's turned on.
Okay,
Michelle's
well,
made
one?
Of rock.
I'm on the list.
No, you're...
Okay.
But goodbye.
Gosh. unbelievable. They still don't know.
Anytime they ask to be on the list, they're automatically excluded.
Unbelievable.
Jesus. That's like asking someone, do you love me? The answer's no if you gotta ask.
Not always.
That's true, not always. Oh my God, I just asked Andy that this morning.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
I don't know. Because I wanted to know.
But you already know.
Yeah, but sometimes you need a little reassurance.
You just wanted to hear it. You'd be like, tell me you love me.
Yeah, same thing.
Tell me you love me.
Yeah, I want to hear it all day. No, I don't, actually. That would be so annoying.
You'd just be so annoyed. You'd be like, he can't stop telling me that he loves me.
Yeah, I totally would do that. Oh, man. Life is hard.
It is.
So complicated.
It's hard to get what you want because then you don't want it anymore.
It's so complicated. Hi, you're on the radio.
Good evening, Frank. Good evening, Michelle. How are y'all doing?
What's up, buddy?
Got a few different ones with the cold weather.
Oh, my God. Spit it out, buddy. Jeez.
Oh, sorry. I get filled with anxiety.
He's nervous.
Crock-pot beer chili.
Crock-pot beer chili. Okay, what else?
And then in a post-apocalyptic environment, I have toilet paper.
Okay.
And I have clean water.
I could see how in a post-apocalyptic environment that could make you popular.
I don't think I would really be caring about toilet paper in a post-apocalyptic.
You'd care about water.
Water, yes. But toilet paper? Well, nah.
Did you see the new Blade Runner?
How many socks do you own, Frank?
I heard it sucks, though.
No, I heard it was beautiful.
I heard it sucked.
Want to see it anyway?
Okay. Have a good one, buddy. I'm seeing Lady Bird on Saturday.
Did you... Oh, you saw Florida Project. Which one's Lady Bird? Can I ask you a question?
I don't know how to say her name. The actress. But the... Greta something?
Greta Gerwig?
Wrote and directed it.
Oh, I know which one you're talking about. She's... Oh.
A little bit annoying. Yeah, I'm with you.
But I like her.
Me too.
Can I ask you a question about what the kids are saying these days?
Mm-hmm.
Do you know what cuffing season is?
I assume it's probably something about cuffing your jeans?
No.
What? Is it sexual?
Look it up. I'm not sure. I think it has something to do with, like, getting a boyfriend before it gets too cold.
But why cuffing?
I'm not sure. It's cuffing season.
Oh, my God. It was, like, a thing when I Googled it.
Is that what it is? I saw it on someone's social media or something.
Oh, wait. You're right. Okay. So, it says, during the fall and winter months, people who would normally rather be single or promiscuous.
Me.
Because you're a slut.
I mean, single.
Find themselves along with the rest of the world desiring to be cuffed. Or tied down by a serious relationship. The cold weather and prolonged indoor activity causes singles to become lonely and desperate to be cuffed.
Cuffed. Cuffing season.
So are you into that?
Should I get a man for November, December, January, and then...
But only if he's cool. Like, you shouldn't get a man that's, like, not good enough. You know what I mean?
Even if it's only for 3 months?
Yeah, because then, I don't know, you'll have to deal with him.
He'll have to deal with me. Sucks to be you.
Sucks more to be you.
What if depending it's just on the guy. Chill?
I don't know. Maybe see how tonight goes. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how are you girls doing tonight?
Great.
Whoa, you are pumped,
you're
buddy.
You're so pumped, bro.
I'm pretty pumped up. I really am. The show's really good.
Thank you.
Not all the callers, but the show's good.
Thank you.
Well, that's all that matters.
Well, I think I've got a real call to arms for you guys. You ready?
Ready.
Drinks on me, yo!
Oh, yeah!
Yo.
Except that's only... the yo adds
drinks
the four words.
Drinks on me, yo!
Well done. You thought about the four-word problem.
Good job.
Good job.
Yo is a word.
Yeah, yes. We're
good job.
With
good
you.
Job.
Yeah, drinks on me, yo.
All right, buddy. Have a good one.
Stay pumped, man.
Thank you.
He is amped. Hi, you're on the radio.
I like the spirit.
Hello.
Hey,
Hi.
What's up? I don't think so. I'm going to throw up. Ugh. Hi, you're on the radio.
Flaccid's a gross word.
The worst.
Hey, my four words?
Yeah.
We're going to Hawaii.
Yay! That's so weird.
What do you mean weird? You ever been to Hawaii?
No,
I mean, I've been to Hawaii.
No
but
one wants
like,
to go to Hawaii anymore, right?
Maui is
you
awesome.
You don't want to sit on the beach in Maui?
Maui is awesome.
Oh, my God.
If you like a beach.
I've been to Maui, jeez.
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, yeah. Maui is amazing. I almost cursed.
It's not just the buds either. The whole place is
great. It's incredible.
All right, I take it back.
You sexual harasser.
Thank you. That's the nicest thing anybody said in a while.
Let's hang up on him.
Goodbye. He doesn't even deserve a good one.
Break call that us at
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how to be popular in four words. We have about 10 minutes left on Shut Up Weirdo. You're listening to WFMU.
That's usually what I say.
What? I'm not allowed to say it.
No, you are. It's usually what I say.
Because you're cooler?
Yeah, we've already established that I'm cooler than you.
But that's why it's your job to
say that. No, that has nothing to do with it.
Okay.
See, what?
You saw how we went from zero calls to a full board in 2 seconds.
That was a nice snap, bud.
Yo, what's up? You're on the radio.
All right. I got something for you. You ready?
Ready.
Yeah. Do it.
What?
I feel like maybe what was said was dirty and we should dump it, but I then also think those were children.
Hey, nicely.
What?
Who wants a ticket?
Who wants a ticket?
What?
Who wants a ticket?
Oh, well done.
It's just the little kids yelling at
That's
me. You
cute.
Can't hear
well
them.
Done.
Who wants a ticket?
Oh, very cute.
Cute.
I want a ticket.
I want a ticket.
All right, well, we only have one, so you can't both have them.
Well, Michelle can have it because she's cooler.
All right, we'll take it. Is that cool, guys?
Yes. Yeah. Have a good one, buddy. Well done.
What ticket do we have?
Oh, my God, that is so cute! Oh, my God, he said, what ticket do we have? Oh, my heart just broke into a million pieces. Now the guy has to tell him we don't have any tickets.
She's going to be so confused, that little kid.
Oh, my God. That was so cute. Hi, you're on the radio. Yo, you're on the air, buddy.
I hurt my ovaries.
Oh, boy.
Okay, you need a new phone.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, call back. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, my four words are, I financially support WFMU.
Yeah, girl.
You're the most popular girl in the world.
You're the best call we've had all night.
Hey.
You're still not getting a t-shirt, though.
Yeah.
Have a good one.
Love ya.
Hi, you're on the radio.
The girls have better reception than the boys.
Oh,
the girls
wow.
are smarter.
Look, I think we're on.
You're
on the air.
Well, we're driving to Pennsylvania, so I have to use three phones just so I could call in.
Whoa.
Yeah, and I never listened to the show, but my partner...
Oh, hey,
you cannot say that on the air.
No cursing.
I apologize. I heard a bad word earlier, the C word. Anyway, my four...
No, you didn't.
My four is free pizza and beer.
Nice. Well done.
Yeah, very cool.
All right, have a good one. Oh, man, I was just thinking about something I wanted to tell you, and I forgot it.
What was it about?
I don't know. Why is that happening so much today?
You forgot things twice.
I know. I'm old.
Not as old as me. Or as cool. We only have 7 minutes left. Who's winning so far?
We have Chris from Brooklyn with I Have a Boat.
That's winning for me so far.
Yeah, same. Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, what's up?
Yo, what's up, buddy? What are your four words to be popular?
I'm with the band.
Nice.
That's a pretty good one.
You want a groupie? Yeah,
who doesn't?
All right, have a good one.
Cheers.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, you girls are on fire tonight.
Thanks.
Hey, I got a good one.
All right.
I bought the shirts.
Is it Santo?
It's the Santo.
Santo! Thank you so much.
The shirts are a hit.
They look gorgeous.
I can't wait to get one.
We just put it in an envelope today, so you'll get it soon.
Oh, sweet, because every day for like the past 6 months, I've been checking my mailbox.
No, you'll have it within the week.
And it's awesome. Thank you so much for sponsoring us.
Yeah, hey, we really appreciate it. Your donation is like so greatly appreciated.
Yeah, it really is.
I'll do it again.
And the shirts look amazing.
Friday, I'm banged up so bad. So you guys cracks me up.
Good for you.
Good to hear that.
All right, man. Have a good one.
All right, have a good one.
Amazing. You should get it in a couple days. It's really incredible. So
thank you so much.
All right, you're cool.
He's so sweet.
He's cool.
Santo, if for people who don't know, we didn't have shirts for a long time, so we had a backlog of like maybe at least 12 people that we owed shirts to.
We couldn't afford to buy
and Santo,
them.
And we couldn't afford to get new ones because we don't have any money. So Santo randomly emailed us and said, hey, you can get in touch with this place. You have this amount of money to get shirts. Go for it.
Got our shirts for us.
Yes, thank
so
you,
so everyone
Santo.
Owes him a thank you.
And they're very cute. You guys will like them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've only got a couple time for a couple more calls.
201-209-9368. Tonight's topic is how to be popular in four words. I don't... Michelle, are you here?
Yeah, someone's been trying to get in the door for a really long time and I feel bad.
Let's not worry about it. Okay. We're on the air.
Sorry.
Someone else can worry about
that. I zoned
that.
Out for a second. I apologize.
201-209-9368. Call us. You'll get through. What the hell? We have zero calls?
Nah, the light's going off.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi.
Hi.
What are your four words, buddy? You have 1 second.
My neurological disease rules.
Cool. Have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
All right.
I have some blow.
Oh, nice. You druggie. Have a good one.
I don't like cocaine.
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hi, how are you two doing tonight?
Great. Hey. How are you, buddy?
Doing good, doing good. I got one for you.
Let's hear it.
Shut up, weirdo rules, period. How about that?
It does.
Hmm. All right, thank you. Have
he could work on the syntax, but the concept is there.
Hi, you're on the radio. You're on the radio.
Okay, just be yourself.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Okay, good night.
Have a good one.
That doesn't work for
Hi, me. You're on the radio.
Hello?
Hello.
Yeah, I have the perfect four words.
All right.
I got some weed.
Nice. Do you sell weed?
So, he just I can't disclose that information.
What did he say?
He can't disclose that information.
Oh, you're right. Good answer. You should not disclose that information. If you sell weed, you should keep it to yourself. Billy Jam just walked in.
Speaking of weed.
His eyes lit up when he heard the word weed. All right, have a good one. Hi, you're on the radio.
I've got four words.
What are they?
6'1".
What?
6'1".
Plus.
Lives in a,
what?
What? In a car.
What? You're a mess.
We can't hear you.
You're a mess, buddy.
I hope he's not driving.
201-209-9368. How to be popular in four words.
Is it over?
Is there a PSA?
You can read one out of the book.
Where is it?
Here.
I love reading a PSA.
I'd love to hear you do one.
You do?
Yeah. We got to wrap it up, so this is the end. Announce the... No, do your PSA and then announce the winner. And
these
then
are really long.
You can do one. Come on.
They're, like, really long.
No, that's not long. It's just big
Cocoon type. Theater is newly relocated from Rhinebeck to the... Oh, my God, I can't say this word. Kaneen Hackett Art Center in Poughkeepsie, New York. Their programming includes a soiree in the Parlor series, offering local and out-of-town artists an opportunity to share original or unusual work in dance, theater, art spoken word, performance art, and more. The soirees occur the last Monday evening of every month at 7 p.m. in Kaneen's lovely Victorian parlor space at 9 Vassar Street.
That sounds beautiful.
The evening also shares a potluck. Oh, God, I hate potluck. An entrance is by a suggested donation of $10 at the door by cash or check. The audience is asked to bring a food dish to share. These are too long.
No, they're not. Just keep reading it.
And a new friend to introduce. Would you bring me? Would you bring me?
Yes.
Evenings have presented Basque music, play readings, modern dance, poetry readings, performance art, harpsichord music, and many more varied enjoyments. Dance macabre?
How do you say that? Macabre.
Or the Ghost Theater is curated by Jim Granger and presents film clips, music, live theater, song,
and some thrilling chills. For more info, go to www.cocoontheater.org. Hey guys, the winner is Chris from Brooklyn with I Have a Boat. Email me your t-shirt size and mailing address to shutupweirdo@wfmu.org.
You've been listening to Shut Up Weirdo on WFMU East Orange, WMFU Mount Hope in New York City, and Rockland County at 91.9 FM and online at WFMU.org. We'll be back next week with another hit show.
Stay tuned for
Bailey Jam.
Yeah, yeah!
I have to be here every Friday.
Ariel Helwani in New York City getting set for UFC 217.
No.
Irish Joe Duffy who meets James Vick.
It's
more backlash from that extraordinary exchange with reporters here at Trump Tower.
Excuse me. Believe me. Not all of those people.
No.
I've condemned many different groups.
Excuse me.
Those people were also there because they wanted to protest the taking down of the statue.
Excuse me.
People who habitually react this way may be emotionally ill. It's not the way they want to be. It's the way they have to be. Because of something inside them. But remember, these people can be helped.
Excuse me.
I'm in the lab like I'm Dr. Yacoub, cackling to my Indominus lose all sensation. Cause y'all been saying you can walk in my shoes, and I'ma lace my Timberlands with your bronchial tubes. I thought the Nazis would lose, and I'm embarrassed to say that. All the logical clues were never buried in haystacks. I mean, to make America great hats ain't the only reason that America ain't that. Well, peace, said the wolf to the sheep. Please don't judge me by the bloody piece of wool in my teeth. Peace, said the gun to the face. I'm just looking for a comfortable place where all my bullets can sleep. But the man that killed him said he ain't felt hatred. The bodies look warm and his blade fell naked. Every stray shell casing is like H.L. Mencken. 10-foil around the head and brain cells vacant. I blink once and I feel like the man. Then I blink again and feel like a roach. Then I drink once and I feel like a king. But then I drink again and I feel like I won't. I blink once and I feel like a man. Then I blink again and feel like a roach. Then I drink once and I feel like a king. But then I drink again and I feel like I won't. I think I would feel more gelato if I ain't seen so many fiends doing that horizontal lean. She asked me, please stick around, make sure my friend doesn't die. No wonder I just smother my troubled mind with such a false bravado. Give me a magic 40 bottle that can pour Moscato. Cause Lord, if I know if I got them any more tomorrows. But if they ignore this, then why should I record it all though? Maybe I'd have been more successful as an abortion model. So I don't try to dialogue with a dying wolf when the sky is full of dying gods, so ain't science proof. I'm more like Isaac Newton, here to shine the light of truth on why you've seen a fruit fly but never seen a flying fruit. Unlike most of these dudes who Viola Davis away with a 16-bit like side-scrollers, I'm instilling skill in these kids like fine motor. Cause they don't wanna live, they just trying to die slower. I blink once and I feel like a man. Then I blink again and feel like a roach. Then I drink once and I feel like a king. But then I drink again and I feel like I won't. Yo, I blink once and I feel like a man. Then I blink again and feel like a roach. Then I drink once and I feel like a can. Then I knock. Okay. They told me to go in with this oblivious to the facts so hideous. You ain't gonna play me like an old mini disc. I'm as cold as all the mode on a swole this year. Show busyness slow, but I'm old this year. Can't front and get nothing like you stole fizzy lift. Nah, you can get it if you really want to quote Jimmy Cliff, but no pity if I win, I end your whole lineage.
Break it down to me. Break it again. Oh.
just a fool in the night with some fuel and a light. Producer that right, using the mic, jewels I recite. The mood that I like, two wheels, who's on a bike? The musical type, cut without using a knife. The DJ with bars, the DJ's a boss. He plays guitars, need eight cigars, three mason jars. Green haze from Mars, three ways with stars. BJ's the cars, trying to eat great low carbs. Hit the free weights, go hard, whoa. Had nothing hot to play the day that I'm at Dr. Jason. Now I'm in the kitchen like I'm Bobby Flay. Click, brought me a hot filet, I'm on some Billie Holiday. Nowadays this DJ got a lot to say. I met this old dread with gray locks. He said that we could change spots, but when the game stops, the king of porn go in the same box. Could break locks, dig up the hole on and try to change plots. Wind up in the same spot, same storm. They say when we all gone is when the pain stops. I say live on, but hard to get along when we all brainwashed. There's a war that's going on, but not a game stop. Poker game is going on, you try to play slots. Been so long, the stamp is strong, but no mailbox. Still I go on, the stove stays on, flame pops. Take shots when my chick was gone, I change locks. Put a rollie on my new chick arm, Baywatch. I kill time and break clocks. Still time more valuable than Maybach. So be humble, K-Dot. Yeah. Gotta jump on the right track, no train stops. Write raps on trains, drop jewels, strange rocks. Animal activist, rock a fake fox. DJ in the booth playing straight locks. You watching these promoters pay thots to sit at the table and take shots. Get on the gram and act like the place hot. Now new to this, been doing this. It's in the uterus, it's ludicrous. Yo, who is this? A sound fishy, tuna fish. I'm luminous, my shooter's pissed. I'm moving to this new abyss with lunatics, cause dudes keep double crossing me.
Crucifix.
Next chapter, trying to level up, no step ladder. The X Factor, how can this DJ be the best rapper? How can this producer serve MCs up on a fresh platter? Like Red Snapper, the chef master, the bread batter. I need that summer bag, no humble brag when young I's bad. Try to run a cab, didn't know what gun he had. Nearly left my mother sad, but later caught an undergrad. Now I'm the parent, now my son got swag.
I love you, Dad.
Try to teach him, shouldn't worry about what others have. You don't know that life, gotta be thankful for the love you have. In school, if you don't understand, then take some notes, pick up a pad, and later I'ma teach you the real history of the country's flag. While the trumpets play, Trump runs up the country's tab. It's something sad that the root of evil stole the money back. Something sad like the mumble fad in the club they dab. Drugs they had, got them bugging bad, dressing up in drag. Still I spin that trap, spin that EDM, mixing house to south without changing the BPM.
The DJ, the rapper, the producer,
the chameleon. Came back from the dead, now I spit through a
medium.
Scram Jones, might have seen my name on club flyers. Around the credits, making beats for some rough riders. Now I'm on the mic, back to my one-liners. Jumping in and out of lanes like some drunk drivers.
What's next? I gotta get it. I'm not gonna stay fucking down. I'm not gonna stay fucking lying down. I can't do that, man. I can't do that. What's next? Give me something else. What can't you do? I can do it. I can do anything.
Acknowledge this is the hottest click in the top position. Iron gripping with fire ripping through piles of victims. Assigned a rhythm with my addiction to conquer this shit. Power missions that crown the victims with solid diction. Designed and written with quiet sickness for hostage visits. Define a system with conscious shifting inside of prison. This grimy business is non-existent without the vicious. I'm tired of living with minor digits and crowded ditches. The bomb is ticking, iconic glimpses and not division. Refined revisions from pirate scriptures with hieroglyphics. You find your women with minor glitches, no kind of wisdom. My queen is shining different, find the interest, yo. Noble city, supreme city, the sky's the limit. Every verse is a gem, written with prime consistence. We climb the risen, the mountain vision to find precision. I've been behind the clipping, waiting for the time to slip in.